Hi again, this is Steve Mentz, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next stop on the audio tour takes us to the visual culture of early modern emblems. Books such as Henry Peacham's Garden of Heroical Devices, from which this example is taken, provided early modern readers with resonant images and meaningful morals. People would look to emblems like this one as models for their own thinking about events in their lives. In this case, Peacham's image of a sinking ship led him to describe a famous scene from classical poetry, Aeneas' shipwreck on the coast of North Africa at the start of Virgil's epic poem, The Aeneid. For Peacham, as for generations of English humanists who were educated in Latin, Aeneas' prudent leadership in the face of the storm was the ideal model of human behavior under stress. Aeneas' words emphasized that his fleet has suffered worse catastrophes, but eventually God, when he shall please, will send unto our greatest miseries an end. Emblem culture represents a non-technological and non-scientific strategy for maritime orientation. When gentlemen or sailors saw Peacham's emblem, they may not have known any more about their geographic location, but they were reminded of their culture's classical values, which recommended piety, patience, and endurance in the face of disorder.